Well, we were lucky in as much that the local authority had built an air raid shelter not more than 25 yards from our house. And it was a brick construction with a concrete roof. And it had two compartments in the shelter, obviously to accommodate several families that used it. And apart from that, it was bare inside with wooden benches. And I assume that when they were built, they were thought of as being used briefly, but occasionally some of the raids would go on for a long time during the night, and the all clear hadn't sounded, so we would cower in there. They were cold, damp. There was obviously no lighting or heating, and people survived in there. Some had oil lamps, some had candles. And if we had time, our parents would take hot water bottles there to keep us warm because they were very, very cold and miserable, really, if I think of it. And there were occasions, of course, when sometime during the night the all clear signal would be heard, and we would then troop out of the shelter and go back to our beds. But then again, shortly after that, there would be another raid come over, the air raid warning would go again, and we would be back into the air raid shelter. We were extremely tired at going to school because school carried on. Woe betide anyone that fell asleep or didn't pay attention during their lessons.